You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest. The My Pillow guy. Mike Lindell. And he's been with us right from the beginning.
Well, good day, folks. Good day, folks, and welcome to another edition of Lumberjack Logic. I'm your host, Steele Johnson. Sorry about the technical difficulties, but we do have this going now, I do believe, and I'm going to have a special guest on, and you know him well. There he is. There's his picture, Mike Lindell of MyPillow. That's right, MyPillow.com. Promo code Lumberjack gets you big savings over there, folks, but we're going to be talking about election issues. There are a lot of key states out there right now. There's a lot of things that are going on that are very pertinent to election integrity, to the 2024 election. These are taking place in states like Georgia. They're taking place in states like Michigan, Arizona. There's a case at the Supreme Court that Mike Lindell put forward, and then we're going to talk about that case specifically. That is crucial to the election of 2024. There is also things taking place in the great state of Alabama. So we've got a lot to discuss today. So I want to, without further ado, I want to bring in my two guests today. Let's welcome the guests. Please give them a hand clap in the chat. Mike, thanks for joining us. George, always.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, we got this working. It was like a Dominion machine on election day, man. We were just getting error after error, man.
Oh, it was unbelievable, folks. I don't know.
Well, I'll tell you, any show I go on, I'm telling you, it's not you guys, it's me. The evil's attacking. It does it all the time.
It's real. I mean, it's like it attacks. But, Mike, you know, I guess I just want to get this out of the way really quickly. You have got the biggest sale I've ever seen going on over at MyPillow right now, the $25 extravaganza. And then you've got the slippers, the slide-on sandals for $9.50. Just tell us a little bit about the deals, and then we're going to get into the news.
Yeah, we got these. By the way, the $9.50 sandals, these came in. All the sandals and slides came in about a week ago for the spring, and they got the impact gel, everybody, that made out of soybeans. You walk on these like walking on a cloud. But what they did, they shipped the wrong, mixed up two of the colors, so we're very long on white men's, and the factory said, hey, you know what? Rather than exchange them, let's pass the savings on to all of you. So $9.50. But the big one everybody's doing is the $25 extravaganza. All of these pillows, you get two of them for $25. You got the American flag. We've got Bible verses. We've got, you know, if you just like plain, they all roll into their own pillowcase too, really compact. These are the ones I use on everywhere I go. Lumbar support, sitting on, sleeping on, the MyPillow patented fill. Remember, inside you got the whole pillow in there, and so you can't beat it. And then we've got sheets as low, bed sheets as low as $25. All of those specials. It's a big, because we've been canceled everywhere. So it's like we have direct to you out there, and the kitchen towels. All the kitchen towels came in. $25 for a four-pack, every color you can imagine. But what's different between the kitchen towels and even our bath towels and regular towels? They actually dry. They're made to dry. What a concept. And I don't know if you guys realize that goes back to 2006 when they changed the laws coming into our country. They changed these tariff laws and let all these towels be imported that didn't have any tariffs on them. And so then it became very competitive. So they put additives in our towels, fabric softener and lotions and all this stuff. So in the store, they felt good. You know, they felt soft and lotiony, but you get them home and they didn't work. So I said, well, enough of this. We're going to invent a towel, problem solution. Let's invent a towel like the good old days that actually feels soft and absorb. So we did it both with our bath towels and with our kitchen towels. And the bath towels, you guys, that's a six-pack, six-piece set there, too, for $25. So There you have it. The best specials for the best products in history. It's a win-win-win. I want to tell everybody, too, my employee-owned company, MyPillow, we've been attacked more than any company in world history, not in any time in history. And that's a fact. And by you guys all supporting them, and it gives me the opportunity then, so because it's been such a needed distraction. I've had to be here in Minnesota for like the last month trying to right this ship because we keep getting debanked, all these things happening to us. And because of all of you supporting, I'm able to take off like I am now today, and I'm going to be heading to different states, one of them being Las Vegas, for this huge event we're having.
That's great. And George, I don't know if you can just, because you're running the show right now. I had to give up control of my show to George. I mean, it's a scary time because this thing cannot work.
Look, I'm like Ruben Spitzer, that guy from
Michael Spitzer Rubenstein.
I had to take over control of the election process for my show. Right now, I can't do certain things. I have certain limitations. But Mike, I made a joke yesterday on my show on Frank's Feature platform. I said today's guest, it was like a joke, is going to be Donald Trump and Mike Lindell. And it was a whole thing. And it's funny that we're doing the show now. But yeah, here we are. Yeah, here we are.
Yeah. Well,
I was just with our great real president a week ago in Green Bay, and he took a picture. He had a picture taken of me and my wife Kendra, and he put him up. I think it's the first time he ever put up a picture. He personally, because I put that picture up on his social media. I thought that was pretty cool.
That's awesome.
It was awesome that he met a celebrity like you. You know.
Nice, George. Well played. Hey,
by the way, how come I'm smaller here than you guys? How can I get closer to the screen here?
Well, you know, you just had to push that camera in, Mike. So people, I love highlighting the super chats all the time, and I'm just not able to do that. So I just want you to know it's not because I don't love you. Judy, thanks for that last one. And then with the stream problems, a couple of people have dropped some really nice super chats at the beginning. I just want to thank you and acknowledge that. MyPillow.com, promo code Lumberjack, or you can call them at 800-568-2865. Support Mike. It really does help, and it's a great company. But let's talk a little bit. Where do you want to start? You've got Georgia. You've got Arizona. Yeah. There's a huge case going on in Alabama right now.
Right.
Joe Biden can't even get on he's not going to be able to get on the ballot, apparently, in Alabama and Ohio, it looks like, because he screwed things up so bad. So there's so much to discuss, Mike, but I'll let you just take the lead here.
Yeah, I want to talk about my number one thing we've been working on is the Supreme Court case. And I'm going to give you guys just a real quick background of it. In the spring of 22, after fighting for a year and a half, a little over a year and a half, to get our election platform secure, to get to paper ballots hand counted, and getting blocked all over the place by uniparty Republicans. I said, you know what, let's go at this a different angle. Well, this is the first angle I took. I said, just like any other device, if you have problems, you recall them. Like if you have a bad car, you know, you might have a recall on a car part, right? And I said, let's start with Arizona, go state by state, because we were finding things that with their laws in that particular state that we were going to get rid of them as defective machines, take it to court, okay, on these things. So we started with Arizona. Then I went to Alabama, and by the time I got to Alabama, I was going to do all 50 states. I was bound and determined. But by then, now you need plaintiffs in each state. Well, right away in Arizona, Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham jumped and said, hey, we'll be plaintiffs. They love we laid out the case for them. And remember, this is not to reverse an election. This is the spring of 22. Then in the summer, the judge ruled that they didn't have standing. Now, you guys, what standing is, it's an easy way for a judge, and it can't be, they can say you don't have standing, and they don't even have to say why, which they did not hear. They just shoved it out and said, you know, no judge wants to be the first one to rule against machines. Are you kidding? That would be catastrophic, right? Well, they pushed it out and said there's no standing. Now, right before that, I had hired all these attorneys, including Alan Dershowitz, who's a Democrat. Now he's a coward, but he used to be a Democrat, right? Okay, so he's a Democrat. Well, he's the one that said, hey, of course they have standings. And he was all on board because this wasn't about Democrats or Republicans. It's about our election platforms. Do these machines, we need to have trusted elections. And he was all about getting rid of them and getting to paper ballots hand counted, everybody. Now, so as we all know, then they push it out on standing. And here, what happens in the 2022 election? 242 machines go down in Maricopa County alone. Now, you can say, well, did they do it intentionally? Which they did, but let's just say they didn't. Well, wouldn't that be a defective machine when 242 machines go down that you actually brought to court 8 months earlier and said, hey, we got to get rid of these machines. We got to look into this. Well, they did. So now you have the big theft of the 2022 election with Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham and everything went on in Arizona. And now that was different lawsuit, everybody, that they went in, those lawsuits. The lawsuit I had then, which I financed, then went to the Ninth Circuit in Arizona. Gets to the Ninth Circuit. Those judges shoved it back, or they said, you know what? We agree. They don't have standing. But they went a step further, everybody. They said, we're going to sanction the lawyers. We're going to sanction the, how dare you? How dare you ask us to look at this? How dare you? This is a, we're going to sanction you for even opening your mouth. Well, what they sanctioned my lawyers, including Alan Dershowitz. Well, Alan said, oh, I can't be part of this now. And he's a coward. And he walked off the course. Did I say coward? Yes, I did. Alan Dershowitz, if you Google his name, it says coward right there. Okay, he leaves. Okay, and there's other things I could say about him, but I won't here for the sake of time. So anyway, he walks off the course, but we didn't give up. We will never give up. And then the great attorney, Kurt Olson, you guys, who's done more for this country than any attorney in history. He's the one that wrote up the first Supreme Court case that they denied back in 2020, if we all remember. He wrote that.
Yep. Okay?
And that was Pennsylvania versus Texas. Kurt has been by my side for 3 years, everybody, working side by side. He's forgotten more about elections than most people will ever know. Okay. And he, so he says, hey, we're going to bring this to the Supreme Court. Now this, this was about a month ago when we brought it to the Supreme Court, but here's a blessing, everybody. Because they kicked it out on that word called standing, when they do that, you can add evidence to it. So we were able to, this new evidence that came out in November of 2022, that our cyber guy, from two different directions, they uncovered this evidence. So two different groups, okay? Well, one of the evidence is inside the machines, they're decryption keys, everybody. I mean, you can't make this up. This is like having a bank vault and at a bank, and the combination is written on the front of the vault, or it's like having an ATM card and you put your password on the back for everybody to steal your card. I mean, you can't make this up. And then there was software used in, now specific to Arizona, which is a felony also. All these things were poured into this case, brought to the Supreme Court, everybody, about a month ago. And it was docketed, right? Now, you might see a thing out there where the fake news just this week said, Garrett, Mike Lindell's case that was dismissed. That's a lie. That's the biggest lie. They don't want you to hear about this, everybody, what I'm going to tell you right now, okay? Here's the update on the Supreme Court case. Next week, on April 17th, in Las Vegas, I just got off the phone. We're flying in all the people that were part of this case, the experts, the lawyers that are involved. And we're going to have a roundtable event from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, okay, on frankspeech.com. It's going to be live streamed. Actually, the whole day will be live streamed. But that particular thing is a roundtable event where Steve Bannon will be the moderator. Remember, Steve's not, he says all the time, now I'm not totally a machine guy. Oh, you're going to be one after that day, Steve. You're going to be a machine guy, okay? So we're putting this forth now. 2 days later, April 19th, everybody, is the day that the Supreme Court considers whether they accept the case or not. And we need to all pray, because I'm telling you, if they accept it, I'll say when they accept it, I'm an optimist. When they accept this, because they have deemed our government deemed our election platforms critical infrastructure. When they accept this, I believe it'll be a 9-0 vote, just like Colorado was. This nonsensical thing. It's so, of course, we don't want machines that have decryption keys inside them in our elections, right? So, but the big.
You are an optimist, Mike.
Yeah. I believe it'll be 9-0. You'll have the Democrats, Republicans, and even the compromise one that'll all vote together 9-0 to get this done. Okay. Did I say compromise? We'll just guess on who that would be.
I don't want to forget this, because this is really important.
And okay.
A lot of people at home want your take on this, but why do you think judges across the country are treating election integrity like, I don't know, the guy that stinks in high school? They just will not touch it. They won't come near it. Why is that? Because time and time again, you go to court.
Well, I can say that about judges, and put the judges here. I do know why it's happening with our legislatures and all our politicians, which are the uniparty Republicans. They have no reason to do this, to block us. And they, I believe, are in on it. There's something wrong with these. There's like when you got your Brad Rassenbergers and your Robin Vosses. By the way, Robin Voss, we'll have to talk about that. The second recall is going great, everybody. It's going to be goodbye, Robin. Okay, it's beautiful. But as far as the judges, George,
when you talk about the judges,
I believe there's two things. But the biggest thing is fear. I really believe that's the biggest thing. You can't get – I don't care. You know, you see it all the time. Well, this is a Trump-appointed judge, and he denied this. All the cases for Dominion and Smartmatic that are sitting in D.C., that was a Donald Trump-appointed judge, Judge Nichols. He has made more decisions, crazy decisions you can't even comprehend, like even letting these cases go forward in the first place or telling me mine were frivolous. So it doesn't matter if you're an Obama-appointed judge, Trump-appointed judge. That part doesn't matter. Here's the biggest reason I believe these judges are standoffish and they kick the can on standing. Remember, everybody, no judge in the United States has looked at the evidence yet based on merit. Not one judge, everybody, in the United States. Why? I believe their fear. How would you like to be the first judge to start this rolling when you're watching everybody get attacked that even says anything about our election platforms? How would you like to be a company that stands up like MyPillow did when you watch us get attacked and burned to the ground every single day? But it's going to take courageous people, courageous judges, and it's going to take all of you at home. Here's what I encourage you all to do. If you know a judge, if you know the Supreme Court judge, they have their families too. They have families, grandchildren, children. Here's what's helping us, everybody. They're seeing our country getting destroyed. They're all realizing this is a battle of biblical proportions. This isn't about Democrats, Republicans. This is about evil and good, where our future is. And the people are all realizing that. And I believe if we encourage our judges, their families, if you know them personally, just say, hey, just be a judge. Don't kick things out on standing. Don't do that anymore. Don't sanction lawyers that are voicing their right to bring a case forward. This is what has to be encouraged. It's going to take their families, their neighbors, whatever, to just encourage them. Now, it doesn't matter which way they go. You don't have to argue the point. Just say, hey, be a judge that God puts you here for, and look at this. You guys, a judge in Argentina, one judge is all it took last summer and said, hey, we got to get rid of these machines. Argentina has been destroyed by this corruption. They've watched things happen there, just like every other country that has computers in their elections. And that judge said, I want to get rid of them. We need to go to paper ballots, hand counted. All the naysayers said, but judge, It's going to take too long. It's going to cost.
And it's funny. Much. It's funny, Mike, because Argentina's latest election, the result came out in 2 seconds. It was
exactly. And so with this judge, like George says, this judge made this ruling in 4 months. Everybody, they flipped their whole country, tens of millions to paper ballots, hand counted. They got it done in 1 day, and they freed their country. Taiwan, Ecuador, you can name it across the world. France, Germany, the UK, the Netherlands, they all paper ballots, hand counted. You guys, we got to get there. We get one shot at this. So here's what I want to tell you all, too. The great news today, this was 3 hours ago, everybody, out of the state of Georgia, okay, the Georgia GOP, and I'm going to call this guy out, Josh McCoon. He's a national hero, everybody. He's the chairman of the GOP in Georgia. And you know what they did? They put in an amicus brief for my Supreme Court case, for this case. And an amicus brief, everybody, is they're blessing this. They're going, hey, we bless this case. This is what we got to do. Arizona is following. They're going to do it in Arizona. Now, there is rumors that there's pushback down there by some Republicans, some Republican lawyers. Some lawyers down there, and you know what? Let me tell you, if they're RNC lawyers, shame on them, because I want to tell this. The RNC voted 168-0 last August. 168-0, everybody, for no machines, paper ballots, hand-counted, precinct level, signature required, and voter ID. If you're a GOP, if you're a state chair, or you're the lawyers for the RNC, or you're the head of the RNC, no, this is for Michael Whatley. Any of you guys that think this country is that you think machines are okay, you're in the wrong business. We get paper ballots hand counted, and that's what you voted for the RNC. So you guys just took over. Whatley just took over. He better not be trying to change things, or any lawyers in there that are going, hey, well, we don't care what you voted 168-0. We do. We're the people of the United States. And you guys represent us, and you finally made a right call. The RNC did something right last summer. Don't change it now. Don't go against that, because we need everybody to jump on board this Supreme Court case. Every state should be of the GOP should be putting in an amicus brief to back this case.
So I gotta share something with you. I got this yesterday. I don't know if you probably know of David Cross's work down there in Georgia. He's done so much in terms of highlighting election issues in Georgia. But the actual guy who is heading up the lawyers at the RNC, and I actually just spoke on the phone with somebody yesterday at the RNC and found out, and that they're not supposed to talk about 2020. And stolen and all this kind of stuff. And the guy who's heading this up in the legal department is a guy by the name of Charlie Spies. And listen to this background on this guy. In September 2016, he joined forces with Mark Elias. This is the guy heading up at the RNC, the lawyers.
He's one of the lawyers. He's the head lawyer?
Yes.
This is disgusting.
Charlie Spies, he joined forces with his friend Mark Elias to condemn Donald Trump as a threat to democracy. This is in 2016, in response to Trump's debate answer when asked if he would accept his loss. In October 6, 2016, Spies was calling Trump a grifter, saying he was making money by running for office. As head of Jeb Bush Super PAC in the 2015 primaries, Spies authored a letter to the FEC making fun of Trump's bankruptcies and foreign policy experience. I could go on. This list goes on. This is the guy heading up law at the RNC. And I know, some of the people over there
you bring up a good point, because that's exactly who I heard rumors, because Arizona was filing their amicus brief on this great Supreme Court case. And I've heard rumbling that it was a lawyer, the head lawyer for the RNC. So it matches exactly what you're saying. This is disgusting. Whatley comes in there as the head of the RNC And you know what? We thought we had it bad with Ron and not addressing our election platforms and all the money that was collected in right after the 2020 election to address these machine issues and these computers. And that money was never spent. So, you know, and so the RNC, now they lost all confidence.
Hey, Mike, I want to correct you. It was spent on salons. It was spent.
Thank you, George. Thanks for getting that out. I was about to say that myself. No, so you guys know, I just reposted this on X. So if anybody's watching, you can go to my X handle, which is just at Neil E. Johnson, and you can get all this information on this Charlie Spies, okay? This is all real information on this guy. And right. You can start making hay because we got rid of Rona Romney McDaniel.
Right.
Because the people called the state party chairs and said, get this lady out of here. You can do this again. You can do this again.
Right. I'm going to say right there. I'm going to tell you right there. If we, if this guy blocks, like I've been hearing, if he blocks Arizona from filing that amica brief, just like Georgia just did when they were all set to file it, if this is the guy that did it, I will never, ever, ever stop talking about that's good. There we go. I'm equal with you guys. She just did a camera. I felt like I was far away. Hello, everybody. No, if this guy, what's his name again?
Charlie Spies, S-P-I-E-S. So I would think that would be Spies, not Spies.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, if old Charlie blocks that, I will spend the rest of the year talking about the RNC like they're just as bad as they were before. Because what they've done is that would be the worst thing you could do, not get behind this Supreme Court case that the people on the ground, the people of this country are relying on to get rid of these machines and go to paper ballots, hand counted. Let the courts actually see, look at it once. That's all we're asking. You better get behind this, RNC. Every single GOP in the country, every single state should be filing an amica brief just like Georgia just did. And if that Brian or that Charlie spy is stopping this and putting in, oh, we're just going to ignore the stolen election. This isn't about the stolen election. This is about future election. We can't have computers in our election. And if in that RNC, by the way, too, I'm going to say this now. They can sit there and say, oh, let's go ballot harvest like and vote early like the Democrats. Rubbish. You do not vote early. You vote same day, everybody. I will be preaching that right up until the election day. You vote same day. It's harder for them to cheat. Well, Mike, what if something happens like it did in Arizona where 242 machines went down? Well, you know what? The public won't stand for this. Why would you use the machines if you're worried about that? Well, why don't we start voting? Why don't we have a 4-year vote? It's just a continuous vote, everybody. The vote, early voting is banned in so many countries, you can't believe it. That's even banned, I think, more than the machines because of the cheating that goes on in early voting. You don't, countries have banned it.
Europe doesn't allow mail-in ballots. The majority of countries
it's banned in so many countries it's banned in. The only reason it was put in, that was put in illegally, other than my state of Minnesota here, which has that's another whole problem. All these states put it in illegally because of the China virus. They put it in with these Secretary of States that broke the laws in almost all these states were like Michigan, that sprinkled 7 million ballot registrations all over Michigan illegally. And then all this early voting illegally. You know why? The attorney generals in those states never fought their secretaries of state and said, you can't do this. The legislatures make the laws. Those coward or these corrupt attorney generals that in those states that did nothing. We don't know why they did nothing. And neither did their legislatures there for that matter. In these red states at that time, like Georgia, Michigan, Arizona, they all had.
Georgia is so bad with Ralston down there, who's passed away now and isn't in there anymore. But he was so bad, he was trying to redistrict out anybody who was an election integrity advocate. He was redistricting out Republicans. He was gerrymandering to get rid of Republicans because they dared say something about election integrity. I don't know what the rot is so deep. It's so freaking deep, and this is why we get so upset. But
I'm going to tell you when you see polls come out, and then polls come out like Texas could turn blue. They're brainwashing you, everybody. And then if it happens, you don't question it. Texas would have turned blue if it wouldn't have been for the great Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was the only Attorney General that I know of that fought all this China virus laws they tried to put in with that excuse. He fought them and he won all 12. So Texas, they found 2 million ballots, everybody, that nobody talks about that they were going to use. And Texas would have been bluer than blue because they would have stole Texas. Remember, in the 2020 election, everybody, the biggest state stole from of Donald Trump was California. 1.5 million votes minimum. Second only to Texas, or Texas was second at 1 million. By the way, Florida was third at 980,000. They ran out of names to pull in Florida from the voter rolls because their voter rolls aren't as dirty as Wisconsin's, which there's 3 million extra names on there, so they can do what they want in that early voting. I'm telling you right now, Mike, I will spend the rest of my time talking. If the RNC does not do the right thing, And it sounds like this Charlie Spies, you're off on the wrong foot, Charlie. I will call you out every day. You're going to be known as a uniparty rhino, just like Brad Rassenberger and Robin Voss. And you'll be number one.
I wouldn't even call these guys rhinos. It's good you brought us back to Charlie Spies. I mean, it's in the name. They should have just realized he's here for the Democrats.
I know.
And how did he get hired as a lawyer? Who hired him at the RNC?
That's a precise point. Why is the RNC?
Who hired him? Was it Whatley? I mean, we need to find that out. Who hired this guy?
I think he was already there.
Yeah. Right. When I ran for RNC chair, do you know what I said as part of my acceptance speech? My promotional speech I gave? Well, not only did I say how they didn't address their biggest point, they go, I don't care how much money you spent and frivolously wasted. I don't care that it's 20% fundraisers going in, 20% going out for big donors and micro donors that lose all the money spent frivolously. It's where I said, but what you didn't do, you didn't lose 5 elections in a row, I told them. 5 elections were stolen from you in a row. Because you didn't address the playing field you're playing on. When you're on offense, you're going straight uphill. And I said, and they said, the first thing I'm going to do when I'm RNC chair is fire all the RNC lawyers. That was one of my talking points there. It probably didn't get me any votes, but I don't care. I don't care. And by the way, everybody, remember at the RNC, they can make fun of it all they want when I ran and only got 4 votes. But the Rasmussen poll came out the night before the election, a year and 2 months ago in January. And I doubled Harmeet and Rana put together. I was doubled them. This is what the people in the country wanted. They wanted me, not them two, not anybody else. Why? Because I was going to address the problem. I'm a businessman. Problem, solution. Hello? If you keep giving the same input, you're going to get the same output.
Actually, Mike, you made a really powerful point there. There's a distinction between losing because you're incompetent and people don't want you versus losing solely because the other side is, you know, pulling shenanigans. Right. And that's important. A lot of Republicans will say, we need to stop losing, lose. I'm like, losing? We're not losing.
Let's go ballot harvest.
We are losing.
Right. Let's go ballot harvest and do what they do. No, 2 wrongs don't make a right. Okay. And we have all the tools to save our country. And I'll tell you, even on like what you say there, George, about, you know, did I lose? No, the polls, the people wanted me, but they're not the ones that get to vote. The people, these officials, these GOP officials, these RNC officials, the 3 from every state, they represent the people and they didn't vote what the people wanted. So when I went on Jimmy Kimmel, I call him, when I go on Kimmel, I'm sitting in a claw machine and they say, well, Mike, you only got 4 votes at the RNC. What do you think of that election? Do you think it was fair? I said, absolutely. I said, but it's not what the people wanted. The people wanted me. And I said, once again, politicians didn't do what the people wanted them, what their people's vote was. And he goes, well, do you think the election was fair? I said, 100%. There was no, it was all paper ballots hand counted.
Exactly. I got somebody has super chatted twice, and I want to just run these in really quickly. And thanks for all those super chats that you guys have done. I'm not able to get to them all. I'm not running this show. George is, and he can't even pull them up because of these technical problems when we had connecting. But and again, do go support Mike over at MyPillow.com. Use promo code Lumberjack, or you can call him. I should get that 800 number up there. I actually like talking to the people when I'm ordering stuff. 800-568-2865. They'll help you get the right pillow for you and your sleeping pattern. But Charles said, and I'm curious about this because I don't have any idea what this guy's talking about, Mike. I don't know the technical language here. He said, but did anyone look for Python scripts on the machines? There are also CRON, cron or cron jobs that could run at specific times to execute a command or capture a log. Need to have transaction logs for voting machines. And then he also talked about getting Charlie Spy's name to Laura Trump and East Hydra. I'm sure Laura's already got his name, but I don't know about Python and cron. Do you know those terms, Mike? I mean, this is news to me.
No, I don't. You mentioned Laura Trump there. I'm going to be reaching out to her. They've kind of stopped that narrative of let's go ballot harvest and early vote. I think the people had a big pushback on that. It's the worst thing you could do.
It is because
ballot banking, by the way, ballot banking is different, everybody. Ballot banking is you're going out. This is kind of what Turning Point's pushing too. Ballot bank, you're going out. They have a list of people that didn't vote or that are maybe on the edge, and you're getting them, encouraging them to vote. Okay, we need to get people out to vote too, not just fix the platform. But when they do that, and I met with those guys, I said, just tell them that's great, but tell them to vote the day of the election, not to vote early. I mean, obviously, if you can't, everybody, you vote. You're voting early is better than voting not at all. Hey, but you need to vote the day of.
Mike, I gotta say, it's harder to interrupt you than get a fair election in this country these days.
All these Republicans. I get very passionate, George. I get very passionate about this. I'm immersed in it.
All these Republicans pushing for the harvesting. It's so good that you said that, because they're saying we gotta play the Democrats at their own game. Yeah. Well, you can't play your opponent at their own game if the referee is not on your side. What's the referee? The referee is the system. The referee is the voter rolls, the referee is the judges that get to look at the cases. So you have to have the referee on your side. Furthermore, ballot harvesting is banned the way Democrats do it in just about every state. You can't go collect ballots for people that aren't your immediate family members. Right. So I really don't understand the push for the operation. I think what we need to do is
George, that brings us to that case on Alabama, which there was a law just passed in Alabama. And of course, the Mark Elias crew is freaking out over it because, and I can't pull my article in, George, just due to, and I don't know if you can just pull that article up, but this right now, the Democrats are filing against this. And I want you to think about how lunatic this is. I mean, we are talking about prevents absentee ballot harvesting and protects each individual's right to cast their own ballot. That's what this law does. And Democrats are opposed to it so much so that they're going to court over this. Ask yourself why. This was a huge win in Alabama.
Right. And there, you know, there's, you know, people ask me all the time that, you know, they're going, you know, they're talking about Democrats doing this and this. You guys, there is a bigger picture here, and that's the Uniparty that's taken our country, the Uniparty deep state globalist CCP. That's what we're addressing when we try and fix our election platforms. So it's very easy. This has been easier for us of the people to get both sides of people. I don't care if they're Democrat or Republican. Remember, Democrats wanted these machines gone for two decades. Two decades they wanted it gone. We've been fighting these uniparty Republicans. People ask me all the time, well, where can they go for what I'm doing? You guys, if you want to support this, everything that's going on in this country that has to do with election platforms, it's LindellPlan.com. LindellPlan.com, our election crime bureaus there, everything that I used to finance because until I ran out of money to finance, all this stuff, the cause of America. All these things are going on at LindellPlan.com. I'm going to announce on your show here right now that the launch of that plan. Now, this is breaking news, George. I haven't even told you. Okay. We have every week we do a call. It goes out to all these people, and then goes out to about 300,000 people in all 50 states. Well, everybody, we've been waiting. And last August, when I laid out this plan, think of it as a sales pitch to every county in the country, okay, all 3,143. Well, in Las Vegas, we're going to announce the date we're starting that. It's going to be within 2 weeks, everybody, where every single county, one of the first things we're doing is a petition that we need in every county. It'll be specific to the county. And I'm getting involved in every county. I'm going to be doing actually personally involved, because this is so important to me to start all this. And every county we're going to treat like it's our only county. And we're going to be bringing this to the officials in that county. Remember, I had said earlier this year, we had over 250 counties committed to go to paper ballots and count. Everyone said, well, that's impossible. That's impossible. When we get tired of fighting them, like we are in South Dakota right now, they got big battles going on there in New Hampshire. This is county by county battles going on. And who's blocking us? The Uniparty Republicans. This is South Dakota. It should be easy to go in there and say, hey, come on, guys. Yeah. And it's disgusting. So we're all going to do it at the same time as we all move forward as the people in this country. And this will be, won't just be 80-some million people that voted for Donald Trump. This will be 300 million people that want secure elections. This is what I'm praying for, right? You know, you only have a few over here, and then the corrupt ones over here that are working against us. Everybody wants to have secure elections and trusted elections. This isn't something that's a political thing, a Democrat or Republican. So it really surprises me when everybody doesn't jump on board. Like, why would there be blocking? I can't believe you brought up that Charlie Spy, because I'll tell you what, if we get blocked for people putting amicus briefs up for what we have worked 3 years for to get something to the Supreme Court, and then you got some lawyer that for the RNC is saying, hey, we're not going to talk about the past. There's nothing talking about the past in that brief with the Supreme Court. We're talking about the future of not only the United States, but the world.
We're just moving forward.
These machines, yeah, you use evidence from the past. These machines have decryption keys in them. Come on, how would you like, why don't you give me your computer? You guys give me your computers and throw me your passwords for your bank accounts and stuff and all your passwords. That's what's in these machines. They're decryption keys. They call them like God keys. They can do whatever they want. Anybody can get in there. It doesn't take a big cyber guy hacker from Serbia to hack in there. You know, it just, there's the key. Boom. Here's what I want to do to the election. And this is down to everybody. This is everything. It's just disgusting.
So I have to, you know, because I do want to give people, I mean, I'm really frustrated about this Charlie Spies. I'm frustrated about a lot of things, but I want to give people some hope too. There are a lot of people out there fighting the good fight. And we have seen, just like that law getting passed in Alabama, the Democrats may be upset about it. They may be going to court about it, but we also had a number of court wins lately, whether you want to go up to Maine, Michigan, all over. The fact that election, you know, the voter rolls, all of this is now being deemed, and even looking at ballot signatures, this is not some sort of national security threat to look at these things. And people are being allowed and being told, yes, you can FOIA that. But I am going to be, Mike, just so you know, I'm going to be in New Hampshire next week. And I'm just going to spill the beans right here on the show. This will be the first time I announce this. I am working on a documentary from what happened in Windham, New Hampshire, moving forward from 2020 on. And we're gonna be having that come out here. And we want to get that out before this next election. So we're going to be really ramming through this really fast.
Is Harry Hershey in your movie?
Harry Hursty? No. Although I wouldn't even mind putting him in there. One of the things that we're doing is we're looking at this, like you're saying, this is a nonpartisan issue. Okay, you can look at New Jersey. You can look at Virginia and Massachusetts, all three states in which Democrats suffered losses due to election problems this year.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yep. So this happened in the
Bridgeport, Connecticut primary. I mean, Judge William Clark had to come out and say, we need a new election. It's funny because when it happens between Democrats, It's obvious to the world. And it's the exact same thing Mike Lindell's been talking about. Mail-in ballot.
Well, you guys, I just said Harry Hershey, that's from the movie Kill Chain. And it's all about New Hampshire and all these Democrats from my own Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris. They all said, we got to get rid of the machines. We got to do it now. We got to do it now. We've got to get rid of them. I tell the story every day, you guys. Right now, there's a big case going on down in Miami. And it got brought up, and this is a Democrat. It's the Democrats that are really pushing, and they're for getting rid of these machines. Well, one of the things we used, we had one of them that wasn't on board, and we used the example in Georgia. This Democrat in a primary a year and a half got zero votes in her own precinct, and her husband lived there. I love using that example. Do you guys know in the 2022 election, as I heard, I woke up on the morning of November 8th or tonight, whatever it was, and it was all over the news. It was November 8th, all over the news, even Fox, I'd say nothing news, Fox News, Fox, let's stay silent news over there. They were even reporting all these machines in Maricopa County that were going down. I'm going, yes, we're finally going to, you know, they're caught. I mean, it's all, you know, they're going to get rid of the machines. I don't care if it was just defective. No, everybody would say, let's get rid of them. At that time, you guys, I was getting text messages from the state of Kansas over and over from Kansas of screenshots from my teams on the ground switching votes. Everybody, wait for it, from a Democrat to a Republican. I mean, this, and I'm going, wow, that, we got proof. It goes both ways. We got to get rid of the machines for all people. This is what I'm saying. And this is what baffles me is why. When you get these blockers in, you know, like this, like here you are at the RNC, you get a block. If this Charlie Spy is a blocker, I mean, you got to ask yourself, why? Do they, we have a guy that doesn't want our own RNC?
So they must benefit, these Republicans, they must benefit from.
They must, yep.
Because if you're telling me from a Democrat to a Republican, and what about the primaries? What about the Republican primaries?
They steal them all. By the way, everybody, you're George, good point. They take everything in the Republican primaries, you guys. By the time you get your candidate, it's all been decided down here. We've got to get rid of these machines. You're spot on, George. That's it. You know how many I hear from Republicans going, I didn't even get to get in the game. I didn't even get in the game, which brings up a good example. If I got to tell this example, you guys, of why you should vote same day. In the summer of 22, in Kerry Lake's race, they already had an opponent of hers. They had already pre-selected, and it wasn't Kerry because she wanted to get rid of the machine. Mm-hmm. So we told everybody, we did a national campaign in Arizona, vote same day. Well, everybody did for Kerry. So the night of that election, if everybody remembers, in that primary, Kerry Lake at 11:00 at night, they had counted all the early voting. All the early voting had been counted, and she was down by 10%. Kerry, I got her on the phone, and she says, Mike, she says, well, we'll see if the theory's right. Let's see what happens here, because now the same-day voting votes were going to get counted. By 3 o'clock in the morning, Kerry had a 12,000-vote lead with 80,000 left to count. They were coming in 75-25, Kerry. Does everyone remember what they did? They shut her down for 3 days while the whole world watched this primary going, what is going on here? Kerry Lake is the winner. What are you waiting for? They probably asked Crooked Brad Ratzenberger for advice. What do we do? We don't, you know, he probably said, well, you're going to have to steal it in the general election. You waited too long. You should have, they, you know, you can't, and tell them all to vote early in the general election. Well, so what they did in the 2022 election, if I'm in their war room and I say, hey, they're going to tell everybody we can't have Kerry Lake. We got to have Katie Hobbs, our crooked Katie Hobbs. So what are we going to do? And then the guy raised his hand and go, I know. Let's make the machines shut down so that we turn them into mail-in votes. So they shut down 242 machines that wouldn't take the paper and put them in a box. That's what happened, okay? So we've got to make sure everybody votes day of, and you're spot on, George, on that.
It's not you. You sound, honestly, you sound pretty convinced that that wasn't just a coincidence there in Maricopa that day.
I put it this way, you guys, put it this way. I've got probably, I don't know, maybe 2,000 computers in my pillow all over the country. Now, when something happens to them that's impossible, where you set it and they all go down at the same time, the exact same glitch, and it's not horizontal. Remember, they're not supposed to be on the internet, guys. Come on now.
No.
They're not on the internet. And 242 go down at the same time. So those people come in and go, put the ballot in the box. Put the ballot in the box. Incidentally, that was 7,000 votes. I believe it was every 5 minutes or every half hour, whatever it was, okay? But now that turned, 250,000 votes went into that, they turned into mail-in votes. Isn't it funny that Carrie Lake loses by whatever, 10,000 some, whatever it was that they say she lost by, but she got a state auditor that no one knew the name, a Republican, got 200 and some thousand more votes than Carrie Lake, who's running against the most crooked Secretary of State in
the country. Yeah, you know, it's weird. So Kimberly Yee, right, this random...
I had no idea who it was.
Right, in one of those races, if you're a Republican, you just select the Republican. But you pay attention to the Senate race, the governor race, the congressional races. No one goes to the treasurer race, votes Republican, and then not...
Vote for the governor.
Okay, I got a couple things here. We were gonna try to time this out at 55 minutes, so I've been watching the clock here on this, Mike, for you. Yeah. A couple things really quickly. I want to get our closing thoughts, but I want you just to let the fine folks out there know about what's going on with the extravaganza sale right now at MyPillow and the white slip-on slide sandals. Again, folks, you can just go to MyPillow.com/Lumberjack. It's all right up on that page. Or just go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Lumberjack, but it's all on the page, MyPillow.com/Lumberjack. So.
Right on. And 2 for $25, everybody. These are the Bible story ones. It's got the whole stories on the back. You've got the American flag. You get two of them for 25. I'm sitting here with all of these. Look at this American, or the Eagle. You got the Statue of Liberty. We've got Mount Rushmore. All these. And then you've got the sheets. I got the bath towels, the kitchen towels. And by the way, it's been one of our biggest launches ever in history at MyPillow, because I had to do something. You know, with all the cancellations, I'm going, hey, let's take our products. There's no minimum. Let's go for volume. So, Mike, we are an employee-owned company. Why should they get attacked every day because their CEO wants to our election platforms to be fair? It's where are we as a country? And I just want to thank everybody for all your support. And Lumberjack's the best promo code too in the country. Did you hear? I didn't tell you that, did I? The best promo code in the country. I love that promo code.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks. It's we are from Minnesota. You know, whether that's fortunate or unfortunate with our state right now, but I kind of want to go around the horn, get some closing thoughts, Mike. I mean, so between Arizona, Georgia, Alabama, Michigan, New Hampshire. Everything you're seeing going on, I know you've got a lot of hope in a unanimous Supreme Court decision, but what do you see taking place before 2024? What's gonna stop the slop?
Right. Well, there's two things, you guys, and you can check it all at LindellPlan.com. We are starting from up here, the great Supreme Court we have there. We get one shot. This is divine, everybody. You got to get your GOP. Everyone should be filing amicus briefs to support that Supreme Court case. And you guys can all support that too at LindellPlan.com. That's from up here. The bottom part is I really believe that we're going to have enough counties in this country with our plan to approach every county machine-free, that we will have enough if we override it too. Remember, we still got to all just vote and get everybody you can to vote same day. I believe that, God willing, we'll have enough for our great real president, Donald Trump, to get back in. And what he said at the last rally, I was with him, he says it now all the time, on his first day, not only is he going to drill, baby, drill, but he also says we're going to go to paper ballots, hand-counted, same-day voting. And that's huge. Those are the two things. Remember, all this stuff is a manifestation of stolen elections or of this evil coming in.
Mike, what do you think about this? I don't want to interrupt you, but what do you think about this? Well, I don't think you can do that because the Constitution gives elections over to state legislatures. But what about reversing Obama's executive order that declared elections critical infrastructure, which then allows the federal government to, you know, be the overlords of how elections are ran and how votes are tabulated? If you just reverse that decision, I think that that ends everything about it, ends the
federal overreach.
Yeah, yeah.
Overreach. Yeah, I think that's why that's so important with the Supreme Court case. I think that's got to be, it's got to be looked at. It's so far, everything is judges, everything, legislatures, they've all kicked the can, George. Those legislatures, think of all them red states where now, think of Michigan. It was all red. Wisconsin, Georgia, none of them did anything when they had their chance to secure our to look back and say what happened. So I think, you know, you might be right there, but there'll be different ideas when that comes. All I know is whatever happens when our real president gets in there, whatever can be done, I think the whole country will be, you know, all on board to make us the we should be the gold standard of elections in the world. Mm-hmm. And right now we're the worst in the world. There's no country worse than the United States right now in the world. You know, and what did that manifest to? The borders, all this other stuff that's going on. I say it all the time. When you go to LindalePlan.com, they come to me all the time. Mike, could you put in money and help this over here, help this over here? I said, no. I'm not out to save the whales. We can do that later. We've got to secure our elections right now so that we, the people, have people in there that we elected and weren't selected. You guys, there's another thing here, too. This is a battle of biblical epic proportions of good and evil. If we are in an age of artificial intelligence now, where these things, they could frame me for anything. You could put it out there. The fake news could actually take tools there, and there's nothing I could do. You haul people away. I got my phone taken at a Hardee's drive-thru. They still have it. So what I'm saying is, if we get one shot at this, if this goes through now, you look at back at Nazi Germany, you look at movies like 1984 and The Terminator and all these things, this is it. I mean, it's over because we're going to be, who's going to regulate this new era we're coming into? Our future of our country is at stake here. We get one shot there, but I've said it before. I don't want to leave on that note. I've said it before. God's got his hand in all this. And when we get to this great place we're going to get to, we're going to look back and everything had to happen on God's timing and even the bad things, which are opening people's eyes to get to this great place. Now, if we're wrong, everyone's got to do their part. If we're wrong, you know what? It's a win-win. All us believers, we're in the greatest revival for Jesus Christ in history. We all go to heaven. It's a win-win. You're in the greatest time in history to be alive, but everybody's got to be courageous at this time and do your part.
Yeah, we're out of time like Doc and Marty in Back to the Future. We're out of time like Rolex going bankrupt. So, yeah, Neil, you want to close it down? It's 57 minutes. They said 55.
I want to say that, you know, this is like people, you're going to have to vote like your life depends on it in 2024, because it does. You're going to have to drag everyone to the polls with you like your life depends on it, because it does. You're going to have to get involved at the grassroots level like your life depends on it, because it does. I mean, you're going to have to get involved in your state party apparatus. You're going to have to get involved in all of it, because if you don't, we're screwed. I mean, people look throughout the annals of history and how they take over institutions. And the way they take over institutions is that the people who are like, we're going to call it the grassroots, are at that base level, aren't that concerned. They're all busy living their lives. And I understand you've all got a life to live. My gosh, I got 7 kids. But for the sake of your children, just get involved for the love of our country. Lord, I just pray right now, Lord, I pray. I pray a hedge of protection over Mike. I pray a hedge of protection over Donald Trump. And I ask and I plead for your forgiveness for our sins as a nation, Lord. And I just ask that you would deliver us and bring us to revival in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me on. And we're gonna play this tonight on my frankspeech.com. Thanks for both of you for what you do for our country, and God bless you.
Mike Lindell here, and like you, I see our country being destroyed daily. We face massive economic issues. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, there are people in power who threaten the values that have made our country great. Well, I've been a believer in gold and silver for a long time, and I've searched for years for a partner that shares my values. Well, Genesis Gold Group showed me how easy it is to protect your IRA, 401k, or your retirement with gold and silver. Their faith-driven approach to service and stewardship is one that stands out from the rest. So call Genesis Gold Group now at 1-800-200-GOLD. That's 1-800-200-4653. Or go to LindellGoldRush.com now.